We're set to go, so let's turn the play-by-play microphone over to the voice of the A's, Lonnie Moore. All right, thank you, Robert, and here we go, everybody, with the leadoff batter, Billy Norris, the quick-hitting center fielder for the A's, stepping in. Billy went 0-for-3 yesterday. For the season, Norris batted .273 for the Oakland A's. Reggie Cleveland from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada, fires the first pitch of the game, and it's a little low, ball one. Cleveland doesn't walk many, and he doesn't strike out many. He walked only 52 batters while striking out 78 in 171 innings this year. The pitch to Norris is up high, ball two. And Cleveland has his hands on his hips. Both those pitches were close, and Carlton Fisk is complaining already to the plate umpire, Lou DeMille. Bill Norris is a good leadoff man for the A's. He gets on base a lot. He had a total of 143 base hits and had 81 bases on balls to that, and he did get on a lot. Billy led the American League in stolen bases last year at 54. Pitched on the outside, ball three. But this year, due to an injured ankle, about midseason, North stole only 30 bases. Reggie Cleveland is going to have to come up with some strikes now. He is behind 3-0 to North. He'll be taking here. The pitch just strike called. It's 3-1 now. Bobby Winkles, the third base coach of the A's, relays skipper Alvin Dark signs over to North. Bobby Hoffman coaches at first for the A's. Here's a 3-1 pitch to North. He swings and hits it in the air to straightaway center field. Land broke in, but he's going back on the ball now, and he's making the catch. One out. Boy, that's got to be a big one for Reggie Cleveland. He was behind in the count 3-0. And came back, got a strike, and then with a 3-1 count, North was swinging and popped it up to center field. Now here's the A's shortstop of some 10 years, Campy Campaneris. Cleveland's pitch to him, swinging a bouncing ball to shortstop. Burleson digs it out. He throws the first base. He got his man in there, two away. There'll be a decided difference in the type of game today. The A's went almost six innings yesterday without hitting a ground ball of Louis Tion. But Cleveland is a sinker ball pitcher, and the A's will hit the ball on the ground a lot against him, I believe. Here's Sal Bando, end of the season batting .229, his lowest mark average-wise since he's been in the big leagues. But he finished very strongly. He had 15 homers, 78 runs batted in, the fifth turn of the strike call. This Red Sox crowd ready to roar on every good thing that happens for their team today. It's a love affair between the New England fans and the Red Sox here. Pitches outside to Sal. Cleveland throws a good slider. He tries to keep it away from the right-handed batters in this ballpark. I don't see anyone could do a better job than Tion did yesterday. Here's a swing and a miss. Bando takes the breaking ball. It was way outside. It's the ball and two strikes now. A's hitters just could not pull Tion yesterday. The pitch to Bando is popped up behind the plate. It's going to be near the stand. It's going to be in the seat and no play. It's got to be way back in the seats to keep Carlton Fisk off of it. He dived two rows deep in there and made a diving catch yesterday. The Boston Red Sox this year had a record against left-handers in this ballpark of 11 wins and only two losses. And it's another left-hander, Vida Blue, going against those odds here today. The 1-2 pitch to Bando, sliced off into the right field corner, foul. Sal got fooled on that pitch, was actually back on his heels when he swung. He's protecting the plate. He almost dumped one in there. The Red Sox have in Dwight Evans one of the finest defensive outfielders in the game. And he has one of the biggest areas to cover of any outfielder in the game. Right and right center field here at Fenway is big. The pitch to Bando. Fly ball to the left. Hit pretty well. It's way back. That ball is going to be off the top of the wall. Jastrzemski plays a hop. Bando goes to second. He's in there with a stand-up double. Sal Bando hit a double off the famous Fenway Park left field wall. It comes with two out and brings to the plate Reggie Jackson.
Jastrzemski showed that he knows his business out there in left field, the way he played that ball off the wall. It takes different bounces, different sections of the wall. It was just above the scoreboard and onto the tin portion that covers the 37-foot-high wall. So it came almost straight down, and he was right there to get it. Had it hit off the scoreboard, though, it would have taken an entirely different bounce, Lonnie.
He has an uncanny instinct, and he said yesterday after the game, that's what you have to have to play left field here, and knowing whether the ball is going to hit the wall and where. Here is Reggie Jackson, tied for the American League home run leadership this year for the Oakland A's. He hit 36. He drove in 104 runs. There's a man in scoring position now. The pitch to him is a slider called strike one. Cleveland got ahead of Bando, but then lost him when he hung a pitch and Sal drilled it, and Cleveland was lucky that ball didn't go into the stands or into the net for a home run here. Mando down off second. Denny Doyle, the Red Sox second baseman, is actually playing a shallow right field against Jackson. Here's a pitch.
High drive, deep right field. That ball is really hit. Jackson just stands. He watches it go completely over the bullpen. The A's lead 2-0 on a tremendous home run by Reggie Jackson. Wow, did he hit that baseball. When Reggie Jackson hit that one, he stood at home plate and watched it go. When a man hits one like that, he ought to stand and admire it, Bob. That's one of the long ones of the year.
Reggie, who had nobody in the American League hit any more home runs than he did, has been fired up for the series. He was held in check yesterday, but they are responding to the challenge today.
Here's Gene Tennis, and he's after a curveball, and it swung on and missed. Strike one.
Reggie got a slider that was up, and it was also gone.
It was gone for the moment it hit the wood. He crushed the ball. Here's a pitch to Tennis. Strike call. The right field fence is 380 feet away, right to the bullpen, and the bullpen is about 50 feet wide, so Jackson hit over a 430-foot shot right then. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Tennis. He swings and misses strike three. Cleveland, after throwing the home run ball to Jackson, got Tennis in a hurry on three breaking balls in a row. In the top half of the first inning, the Oakland A's got two runs. They had two hits, nobody left on. And at the end of a half inning of play, the score is the A's 2 and the Red Sox coming to bat. Last half of the first inning, and the top of the Boston Red Sox batting order comes up now. Well, the Red Sox got two runs in their first inning yesterday. Vida Blue, who has had a lot of first inning problems in his last few starts this year, is on the mound hoping, along with his teammates and manager Alvin Dart, that he's going to be loose and ready to throw balls hard in the first inning. For some reason, Vida's had a hard time getting loose for the start of the ball game. Here's Juan Benitez, hustling fine little baseball player for the Boston Red Sox, playing in the absence of their great rookie Jim Rice. Benica's at 291 for the year. He had two hits here last game. The first pitch is bounced off towards Campanaris. The A shortstop has got it. He fires to Tennis at first base, and there's one away. Benica's a first ball fastball hitter, say the scouting reports, has proven that in this series. Now here's Denny Doyle, the second baseman for the Red Sox, who has quite a story to tell this year, and he tells it with statistics. He was playing with the California Angels as their regular second baseman last year, but early in the season, he had one hit and 15 at-bats and was benched in Anaheim and traded to the Boston Red Sox. And what a year he has had. He's batted 310 for the Red Sox. He hits the first pitch thrown by Vida Blue to Gene Tennis at first base very weakly. Gino's got it, steps in the bag, and there are two down.
Wright is getting some help here from the Red Sox, who, as you mentioned, most of the Red Sox are first ball hitters. And Vida, we'll never know if he's going to be loose in his first inning or not if everybody hits the first pitch.
I was wondering that. I don't know yet whether he's thrown the ball well, but he had it in good spot that time on Doyle. He hit him on the fist, and yesterday, Holson pitched him outside all day. Now here's Carl Yastrzemski, a 269 hitter for the year with 14 home runs. Vida's pitch is a fastball, and it's thrown pretty well over the outside corner about knee-high for a call strike. Vida Blue won 22 games for the A's this year, lost only 11. Your one pitch. Fastball is up high. He's loose. That ball came in there with great velocity. Ray Fosse, who caught only 82 games for the A's this year, actually didn't catch that many. Behind the plate, curveball and a good one by Vida. Nails the outside corner, and Yastrzemski in at the ball and two strikes. The A's play Yastrzemski even against Vida Blue as a full hitter. The pitch to him, bounce over the mound. Campanaris is playing in perfectly. He's got it at second, throws over to first for the out. So after an inning of play here at Fenway Park, the score is the Oakland A's 2 and the Boston Red Sox nothing. At Fenway Park in Boston, this is Monty Moore with Bob Waller. And we're happy you're with us today. This is a game between the Oakland A's and the Boston Red Sox. Joe Rudy is the leadoff batter for Oakland right now. Joe battling a sore thumb on the left hand. He missed 5 weeks of action because of it. But the A's have nursed him along through that time period and let him play the last week of the season before he hurt it again. And luckily for Joe Rudy and the A's, they did have the 5 days off between the last game of the season and the start of the playoffs, and Joe is able to play again. He had one hit here yesterday. Rudy, one of the steadiest, finest players in baseball, hit 278 for the A's this year, had 21 home runs and 75 runs batted in despite missing 5 weeks of the season. won a gold glove as an outfielder in the American League last year. The pitch to him is low and outside from Reggie Cleveland. But Joe has spent most of this season playing first base, and he's done a good job over there.
A little strange where Rico Petrucelli is playing against Rudy, who does not punt much. He's playing even with a bag at third, and Rico likes to play deep at third to increase his range.
Here's a wild pitch to Rudy, and it's hit right at Rico Petrucelli. He short-hops it and throws it out. That was right at him. And a well-timed remark, Bob, and I started to comment the reason he was playing him there is the Red Sox expected Rudy to bunt more with a sore thumb in this series. A couple of years back, Rudy had 21 bunt singles for the season, and they know him around the league as a good bunter, and I suppose Rico must have just thought, well, maybe until he gets a couple of strikes, he may be bunting, but he showed that he can play the short hop anyway.
He was a little fortunate that there wasn't a foot or two to either side of him, or it would have been a very difficult play.
Absolutely. Here's Baudell Washington. He's designated hitter today, and he hits the first pitch like a shot over into the stands along the right field line foul. Washington, the only A's regular to hit 300 for the year. He had 308. He had 10 home runs and drove in 77 runs. A left-handed batter with good speed and good power. Cleveland winds and throws. Here's a bouncer hit foul, and he's trying to pull the ball, it looks like, here today off Cleveland. There's a big area in right and right center field in this ballpark for left-handed hitters to get a lot of base hits. As a matter of fact, everybody talks about Fenway Park as being a right-handed hitter's park. But you look at the batting champions they've had here in this park, they've all been left-handed. The bouncing ball to the shortstop, Burleson. He throws Waddell Washington out there, two down. They had Pete Ronalds, a left-handed batter. Ted Williams, a left-hand batter. Carl Yastrzemski, a left-hand batter. All three of those men won batting titles in the American League, playing half their games here in this park. And the reason is they have so much area to shoot for in right and center field. Here's Bill Garner, the A's second baseman. He bumps the ball. It's too close to the mound. Cleveland's got it. Throws him out, and three up, three down. Fast moving game here in Boston, and in the middle of the second inning, the score is the A's 2 and the Red Sox nothing. In researching a little bit, we found that Reggie Jackson's home run here today was his fifth championship series home run, and that is more than any other player in the American League history has had in playoffs. Of course, he's been in quite a few more playoff games than most any player, except a few from Baltimore. The A's are in their fifth consecutive championship playoff series. In 1971, Baltimore beat the A's three straight. In 1972, the A's beat Detroit three out of five. 73, the A's beat Baltimore three out of five. And last year, the A's beat Baltimore three out of four. Here's Carlton Fisk, fine catcher for the Red Sox. He's been injury-prone the last few years. Batted 331 in limited action for Boston this year, and he had a hot September. He takes the first pitch from Vida Blue in there for a strike. Big, strong, right-handed hitter. Vida's pitch to him. The curve fouled off the right side. It's no balls, two strikes. This championship series moves to Oakland and the Oakland Coliseum. Next Tuesday night, it'll be 5:30 West Coast time. And for the benefit of the fans out in the West Coast area today, there are still some 6,000 tickets left for Tuesday night's game. Here's another foul ball off the bat of Carlton Fisk. And they're on sale today and will be until 5 o'clock West Coast time tonight at the Oakland Coliseum on the plaza level. So if you're out driving on Sunday after the ball game, it would be a good time to pick up your tickets for Tuesday night. They're also available for Wednesday and if a game needed Thursday. The pitch to Fisk, swinging, strike three. Vida's blue blazer goes firing past Carlton Fisk. One out, second inning. Cincinnati is leading Pittsburgh today 2-0 on a home run by Tony Perez with Pete Rose on base. Cincinnati won yesterday 8-3 over the Pirates. Here's Fred Lynn, a shoe-in as Rookie of the Year in the American League, maybe the most valuable player. Left-handed hitter, the pitch to him from Viner is low for ball one. Lynn ended the season his rookie year, hitting 331, 21 home runs, 105 runs batted in. He scored 103 runs, and he swings on a Viner blue pitch and misses. One ball and one strike. Graduate of University of Southern California. The pitch to him is outside of all. It's 2-1. The A's lead here, 2-0. With two outs, Al Bando got a double off the left field wall, and Reggie Jackson on the second pitch to him drilled one way over the Oakland A's bullpen into the bleachers. Pitch to Lynn, swinging, strike two. It's two balls, two strikes. They have the lights on here at Fenway Park. Game started a little bit after 4 o'clock Eastern time, and it's a little cloudy in the area. Miner takes the sign from Ray Fosse. Keeps looking. Now he has it. Here's the pitch. Just missing low. It's ball three. Miner has a little thing he goes through before every game. He gets a handful of dirt and rubs it on the left leg of his white uniform pants. Here's a payoff pitch. Fouled off. In and out of the mid or off the mask of Ray Fosse, Oakland catcher. A lot of the umpires around the league, on the request of other managers, have checked that spot on by the Blues' pants, figuring that it might be something down there, some kind of foreign substance that he likes to put on his hand and put on the ball, but it's just plain old dirt. I think a superstition, really. Base hit delivery. Fly ball to left field, not hit too deep. Joe Rudy's coming in, closing in on the foul line. He makes the catch, and there are two down. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the American League Championship Radio Network. With two out in the second inning and Oakland leading 2-0, here's Rico Petrocelli, the Red Sox very fine third baseman. Petrocelli ended the season batting .239 with 7 homers and 59 runs batted in. He goes for Vina's first pitch and misses strike one. One thing for sure about Vina's pitching, he came out of that bullpen with good control today in the early inning. He did get to a 3-2 count on Lynn, but mostly because of a lot of foul balls. There's a call strike on the outside corner. The first pitch to Petrocelli was inside, the second pitch outside on him. And Vina's ahead of him at no balls, two strikes. He wheels into the windup and throws the ball right past the swinging Petrocelli, and Vina Blues retires the first 6 Red Sox batters he faced. And at the end of 2 innings of play, the score is the A's 2 and the Red Sox nothing. Reggie Cleveland will pitch to Ray Fosse to start the 3rd inning in this ball game, and Bill North and Bert Cavalieri are scheduled to follow. Ray Fosse was a star for the A's in the playoffs last year. He had a home run against the Baltimore Orioles that was a very big one. He threw out a couple of Oriole runners trying to steal in close games because most of those games were close. As a matter of fact, the A's last 3 victories were 2-1, 1-0, and 5-0. Oakland pitching gave up only 1 run to Baltimore in the last 3 games of the playoffs last year after Baltimore won the first game 6-3. As a matter of fact, Oakland has won the first game of the 5 playoffs they've been in only 1 time. But Fosse lost his job this year due to the lineup switch and the play of Claudel Washington. Ray ended the season batting .141. The pitch to him is fouled away, strike one. An all-star catcher is a very young player for the Cleveland Indians. Well remembered by most baseball fans, the man that took the brunt of the blast by Pete Rose at home plate on a tremendous collision in an all-star game. Cleveland throws to Fosse. Changeup fouled off towards the Oakland dugout, which is located on the third base side here at Fenway Park. Cleveland ahead of Fosse at no balls, two strikes. Neither pitcher has walked the batter as yet. Cleveland throws and Fosse takes up high, ball one. During the year, the A's won the West with 98 victories and 64 losses. The Red Sox won the East with 95 wins, 65 losses, and a week of rain. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Fosse hits a grounder towards Petrocelli. It comes up nicely for him near the bag. He throws the first and gets Fosse. One out, top of the 3rd, and Bill North is the batter.
Number 4, Billy North.
North hit a 3-1 pitch in the air to center field in the 1st inning. It was caught by Fred Lynn. The weather here at this part of the country has been fantastic for baseball the last 2 days. Cleveland pitch to North is a strike call. 62 degrees at game time today, but it's going down. One strike on North. Here's the pitch. Fouled away. No balls, two strikes. In September, Reggie Cleveland won 4 games and didn't lose any. And in one relief appearance, he pitched 5 scoreless innings in a big game against Baltimore. So he was red hot during the month of September. I think if you were to have asked the Red Sox Before that month, who would be starting the second game? It would have been Rick Wise. Here's a pitch inside to Billy North. It's one ball, two strikes. Matter of fact, the last series the A's had here at Fenway Park, pitching for the Red Sox, they thought would be Teon, and Wise pitched outside a ball to North, and it was very close. 2-2. And then everybody figured that Bill Lee, 17-game winner for the Red Sox this year, a left-hander, would start the third game in Oakland. But just before the series started, Darryl Johnson, the skipper of the Red Sox, said that Lee is in the bullpen to stay for the series. 2-2 to North. Ball three at inside.
Lee's had some arm problems, and I think that had something to do with the reason he was so ineffective the last part of the season.
Full count on Bill North. Pitch is on the way, and it's hit into the air to left field. Should be an easy play for Carl Yastrzemski. Right on the warning track, he makes the grab, and there's two down. And now the A's little road-running shortstop, Campy Campanera. 6 times the stolen base champion in the American League, but those days are gone with the lack of the youngsters, Mickey Rivers, Billy North won it last year. The A's have on their roster for this series 3 stolen base champions in the American League. Here's a pitch to Campanera, and it's fouled off. They have Tommy Harper, who won it while with Seattle. And he won it again while playing with the Boston Red Sox. And they have Campanera, and they have Billy North, both of whom have won it while playing with Oakland. A lot of speed in the Oakland club. Here's a one-strike pitch. Campanera takes the fastball high and inside. The score is Oakland 2 and Boston nothing. Reggie Jackson's mammoth home run into the bleachers in right field in the first inning got the 2 runs. The pitch to Campy is high, ball 2. Reggie Cleveland, the javelin champion in Canada when he was growing up, throws a high pitch to Campanera. It's 3-1. On this count, watch Campanera in this ballpark. He's hit some home runs here, and he'll be trying to hit one here probably with a 3-1 count. Little guy hit 22 home runs one season. The 6-1. A strike gets called. So Cleveland has gone to a 3-2 count on North and again on Campanera. Ron comes to arm. Here's his pitch, and it's high, ball 4. So Campanera becomes the first base runner for the A's, and anything like a running situation, Bob, in this series, and Carlton Fisk halfway to the mound reminding Cleveland probably of that fact.
Yeah, that's true. I would imagine the A's will be as aggressive as possible. Cleveland has a slow release. He takes a long time to get the ball up to the plate, but they might give Vando a pitch or two to see if he can take a shot at the wall here first.
The A's are leading 2-0. Campy Campanera on at first base. He stole 24 bases this year. Fisk, a fine throwing catcher. There's a throw to first base. Recipo Cooper plays off the bag into the inside corner against Campanera. Vando doubled off the wall his first time up. Here's the pitch. He swings and misses strike one. Sometimes you don't try to run yourself out of an inning in this park. By that I mean if you have a Campanera go with a Vando at the plate, you're gambling to get one run when you might be able to get two if a Vando hits it out. And that's sort of the Fenway Park philosophy. Campy draws a throw and goes back in head first at first base, and he doesn't do that very often. He wasn't that close. He just had the position to do it. One strike count on Vando. Cleveland throws the first again, and Campy dives again back in there. The A's for the year stole 183 bases as a team. Second best in the American League. Cleveland holds. He throws to Vando, who hits it deep to left field. It's going to be over the wall or off of it. It's off of it. Campanera's on his way to third. Throws the throw. He hits it in. He's out at third base. Carl Yastrzemski made a perfect throw to Rico Petrocelli to nail Campanera at third base. Fantastic play by Yastrzemski. Campanera thought he was safe at third base. Yastrzemski put it right on the bag and gets a standing ovation. So the A's do not score in the third inning, and the score remains in the middle of the third, Oakland 2 and Boston nothing.
Well, Monty, you hate to keep talking about the wall, but it's a fact of life in this ballpark. In Oakland, Bando's shot say, well, it cleared the left field fence, but it was a line drive still climbing as it hit that tall 37-foot wall. And Yastrzemski, who plays that wall like a talented musician plays the violin, was right in the right place, got it off the wall in good order, and put the perfect throw on to Petrocelli in a close and controversial call at third base. Yes, it certainly is a good example of what a wall that will give you a cheap home run once in a while on a high fly ball will also take home runs away from you and turn them into singles. Bando hit that ball as hard as one can be hit almost. A rising liner, as Bob said, and any other park in the country, that ball would have been out of here. Cincinnati leads Pittsburgh 2-0 at the end of one inning of play in the National League playoffs. Bright of blue now pitches to Dwight Evans, a right fielder for the Red Sox. Score 2-0, Oakland leading. Miner's first pitch to Evans, hit on the ground. Bando steers it. Great play. Throws the first. I'll tell you, the two third basemen here have made some tremendous plays this afternoon. A hot smash to Bando, who was playing Evans shallow at third base. And now here comes Cecil Cooper, a left-handed hitter who wore the Oakland A's out during the course of the year. He had three home runs against Oakland, hit .390 average against the A's. But for the season, he hit the ball well against everybody. He was the leading designated hitter in the American League. Cecil Cooper batted .311 for the year with 14 home runs. Light of blue, twists and fires, a fastball right in there, strike one. Myers got the sign. He threw the curveball that hit in the air to left center field, and nobody's going to get this one. It's going to take one hop and hit the big wall. Hillmar plays it. Cooper's got a double. The first base hit of the game for the Boston Red Sox is by Cecil Cooper. The A's have not found a way to get him out all year long. Left or right hand pitching, it really hasn't made any difference.
Maida has not thrown that many breaking pitches in his ball game, and that was the curve that he went through there as Cooper jumped all over it.
Now here's Darryl Burleson. Rick Burleson. Burleson has hit the ball hard against Oakland this year. Batted .252 for the year with six homers and 62 runs batted in, 13 of which he had against the A's. A pitch to him. Drives the right field, it's a base hit. Reggie Jackson plays it on one hop. Cooper goes to third and holds on as Jackson throws the ball to the plate. Ripped one into right field, and the Red Sox now, the tying runner's on, and here's Juan Benitez. Cooper had a real shot at trying to score on that, but he wasn't running when the ball was hit. He was very cautious, and Don Ziller, the third base coach, is over his talking to him and say, watch me, and when I'm waving, you run it. The Oakland A's pitching coach, Les Stock, out of the dugout, talking to Ray Fosse and Vianna Blue. The A's will play their infield back here, hoping for a double play ball. 2-0 Oakland, but the Red Sox have it going here in the third inning. Miner retires the first seven batters he faced before Cooper ripped a double up the alley left center, and Burleson drilled one in the right. And this Boston crowd is coming alive. Benitez would be tough to double up. He is a fast runner. He cocks the bat. Miner holds and throws. Fouled away, strike one. Again, he's going for the first pitch. Juan Benitez. He only had two home runs this year. 17 runs batted in. But in a series here against the A's early in the year, in May, he had something like eight base hits. Runners lead first and third. Vida six. Fly ball foul down the line and right is twisting off into the stands and out of play. What a sight this is to look over into the crowd and everybody on the right side of the diamond just rising at once to see where the ball is going. Now Bando in to talk to Campanaris. Campanaris goes in to talk to Vida Blue. This is part of the scouting report information that the A's are relaying. This is the kind of count and the kind of situation where the Red Sox have done some running this year. So Burleson leads off first, Cooper off third. No balls, two strikes on Benitez. He's a tough guy to strike out. Miner Blue hesitates, here's his pitch. Low and inside. Nice stop by Ray Fosse, the catcher, who had to go to his left.
hangs out of sand. And Biner throws, fouled off back to the screen. Juan Benica said yesterday before the game his knees were shaking. He said until he got to the plate that first time and hit the ball on his first swing, and he hit it well. He hit it right straight to the center fielder for an out. He said that kind of loosened him up a little bit. There's no pressure in baseball to equal that in a playoff. It's such a short series, it means so much to the players. Biner blew at the count of one and two in Benica. He kicks and throws. Just outside, he barely missed with a good one. Two balls, two strikes, and Benica. That was Biner's fastball that runs away from a right-handed batter. Cooper has a long lead down the line at third. Biner's paying him no attention at all. Merrilton off first base. The 2-2 pitch to the plate. Bouncing ball, a shortstop. Kevin Harris has got it. Down to Garner, second. They got him there. Over to first. Got up here. Bill Garner with a tremendously turned double play on the throw from Campy Campanares. And Don Zimmer's complaining to Ron Luciano out at second that Garner came across the bag too early to take the throw. But it's all over here in the third inning. The Red Sox do not score. And after three innings of play, it is Oakland 2 and Boston nothing. Here at Fenway Park, the game is a little bit similar in a couple of respects to the game here yesterday. The score is 2-0, same as it was this time yesterday, but the runs came in a different manner, and a different team has them. The A's got their two runs in the first today right off the top as Reggie Jackson followed a Sal Bando double with a mammoth home run into right field off Reggie Cleveland. And here is Reggie Jackson, who started off in the fourth inning against Reggie Cleveland. Jackson, of course, was the most valuable player in the American League in 1973, the Major League Player of the Year, according to the Sporting News that year. Cleveland comes to the plate with a slider low and away for strike one to Reggie. It was a high slider, looked like about a letter-high slider on the fat part of the plate that Reggie drove out of here on the second pitch to him in the first inning. Cleveland, wine, comes to the plate, hit on the ground and into right field for a base hit. Jackson's on the ball today. And the A's are right on Reggie Cleveland, at least Bando and Tennis. Or rather, Bando and Jackson as Tennis steps to the plate. A's have four hits. A single and a double by Bando. A home run and a base hit by Reggie Jackson, who's on at first as Gene Tennis steps in. Jackson is a good base runner. And the A's are an aggressive base-running team. Jackson's got a big lead over there. He's not going as the pitch comes in low to Gene Tennis. Tennis was the American League Player of the Month in September. He had a game-winning hit off Reggie Cleveland earlier this year. In a ball game, the A's beat Cleveland 3-2. Going into the seventh inning, Cleveland had a no-hitter going and two outs when Reggie Jackson hit a home run. Here's the pitch to Dennis. He starts to swing and holds up. Two balls and no strikes. In that game, the Cleveland pitch where he had the no-hitter going. Jackson with two outs in the seventh inning hit a home run off of him. Billy Williams followed with a single, and then Dennis hit another home run. And those were the only hits that the A's got that day. But all they needed off Reggie Cleveland to beat him 3-2. Jackson has the lead at first. Here's the pitch to Tennis. Hit on the ground. But that's Petruccelli. He's got it. Goes to second for one. Look out. There's the double play. Throw back. And we got to check Denny Doyle because Jackson really rolled him up at second. But Doyle made the play. A fine play by Doyle. And he took a hard shot from Jackson as they both get up off the ground. They congratulate each other and everything's all right. Jackson returns to the dugout and the bases are empty with two down. Petruccelli starts the long double play. And here's Joe Rudy, who's in left field today. Cincinnati leading Pittsburgh 2-0 at the end of two innings on a home run by Tony Perez with Pete Rose on board. Rudy had 130 hits in 126 regular season games. To the A's, takes a pitch outside from Reggie Cleveland. He hit 370 against the Boston Red Sox this year in eight ball games. Rudy missed 35 games this year with a sore thumb.
caused by trying to stop his swing on a Louis Cion pitch earlier this season. There's a pitch low to Joe Rudy. 2-0. Reggie Cleveland yells down to the plate what was wrong. We could hear him up here. You may have even heard him on our crowd noise, Mike. Yelling low with a question mark on the end. And he went to the rosin bag, fiddled with that, and then slammed it down in the dirt. Now he looks into Carl Pitts for the sign. He's got it. He's wide. Throws, and there's a pop foul out of play. But Joe Rudy, going after the 2-0 pitch, got a breaking pitch and fouled it back. Reggie Cleveland has a very good quick-breaking slider. His fastball sinks a lot. He has a curveball. He doesn't throw that a lot, although he's had pretty good control of it since three or four times he's thrown it in this ballgame. Two balls and a strike to pitch to Rudy. Line drive, left field, down the line. Base hit, Yastrzemski over in a hurry. Rudy rounds first. He's going to dig for second. Here's Yaz's throw. It'll be a close play. Rudy slides. He's safe. Yastrzemski with another fine play in left field. And another strong throw, but Rudy, pulling hard, beats the throw for the double. Cole and Moret are in the bullpen, warming up and out of the dugout. Top Red Sox manager, Darryl Johnson. Got a warm-up jacket on and is walking slowly, determined towards the mound. And meets Carl Fisk and Reggie Cleveland there. Rudy ripped the line drive about 10 feet inside the left field line. Yaz goes over in that corner. We can't see the corner from here. But having messed around in the outfield earlier this season, I can tell you that that ball does weird things in that corner as well. Johnson returns to the Red Sox dugout. And Cleveland looks in to see Claudel Washington standing in the batter's box, waving his bat and waiting on him. He takes a look at Rudy and throws low with a sinking fastball. Ball one to Claudel Washington, who is the designated hitter today. Billy Williams not in the lineup, and Claudel not in left field. Joe Rudy is in scoring position at second base. The pitch to Claudel is down low. Yeah, he's leaded by a couple. Two balls and no strikes to the amazing Wash, Claudel Washington. This season, Claudel Washington never went more than three consecutive games without a base hit. The pitcher, line to left center field. This will be a tough play for Lynn. He's on the run. He dives. He can't get it in time. A run will score. Washington into second as Yastrzemski retrieves the ball. Freddie Lynn going far to his right, back on the warning track with a dive. He was caught up to the ball, but as he dove, it went under his glove and rolled to the wall, where Yastrzemski quickly pounced on it and got it back in. But for Washington, it's a double to drive in Rudy. And the A's must be happy to see somebody who pitches in an orthodox style after trying to solve Louis Tiant unsuccessfully yesterday. They get a guy who delivers the baseball in a more orthodox manner, and they feed off on him with six hits. Three of them doubles, one of them a home run. And they lead now 3-0 as Phil Garner waits on the first pitch. Here's the pitch to Garner. It's a little low, ball one. Darryl Johnson, manager of the Red Sox, up on the bottom step of the dugout, leaning on one knee, staring out at the action. Here's a pitch to Garner, hit on the ground, left side of the infield. Burleson in the hole, has it, throws long, and gets his man at first base to end the inning. But the A's had a run. They had three hits, and they leave a runner. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The score, Oakland 3 and Boston nothing. Mighty Blue completing his warm-up tosses. He's had good stuff on his fastball, has good control, and has kept it low. Has not thrown all that many breaking pitches today. And one of the hits by Cecil Cooper in the third inning, a double, came off his curveball. 1975 was kind of a rough year for managers, even more hardship for managers than normal. You look at all the guys who started the year and never made it through the season. In their managerial post in the American League, there were five guys, Del Crandall and Bill Burton in New York, Del Crandall, Milwaukee, Frank Quillacy in Minnesota, Billy Martin in Texas, and Jack McKeon at Kansas City. McKeon, incidentally, is the man who wrote the book on the Boston Red Sox for the A's. He scouted the Red Sox for the Oakland A's the last month of the season and compiled the information that the A's are basing their plan of attack. Here's Denny Doyle, the second baseman, the left-handed hitting second baseman, takes the pitch outside by the blue, ball one. Sal Bando right in the infield grass at third base. As the pitch comes in for a called strike, and there was a breaking pitch from Bida, and see Doyle shake that front leg as the ball started towards him, and then it broke across the plate. There's another curve popped up behind second base. Garner on the run. He can't get it. He's in there for a hit. Doyle holds on at first as Garner runs the ball in. He had a little problem with that ball. After it hit, it took a funny bounce as he was running with his back to home plate. And when he got his glove on it, it popped back out of his glove. And Doyle took a step towards second, an extra step, but then retreated to first. He's there with a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski comes to the plate. Yastrzemski has had quite a ball game defensively so far today. He's had a lot of action out there in left field. Played a couple of balls off the wall, threw one runner out, threw Campanaris out, trying to go from first to third on a line drive off the wall, hit by Sal Bando. Runner at first, nobody out. They're not holding the runner at first. Yes, hits it deep to left field. We could have a tie ball game. This ball's in the net. Hold on. Carl Yastrzemski puts one into the net, and it's a 3-2 ball game.